minimum wage. Yeah!
Another 2014 surprise. Folks in some Republican stronghold states voted themselves a raise. Alaska, Arkansas, Nebraska, and South Dakota voted to raise their state minimum wages. Joining us is Stephen Greenhouse, labor and workplace correspondent for the New York Times. So, Stephen, is that a surprise in your view?
According to the polls, it was going to win easily. And I think in state after state in recent years and poll after poll, Americans, you know, Republicans, Democrats, conservatives, liberals, independents strongly support a higher minimum wage. I think one of the reasons we saw these referendums, John, is that in these red states, you know, the Republicans control the legislature and they do not want to raise the state minimum wage. So people put it on the ballot in a referendum, essentially to bypass the legislature. And these ballots, you know, these referendums generally won overwhelmingly. 69% in Alaska back to higher minimum wage, 65% in Arkansas, 67% in Illinois, a blue state, in an advisory vote, you know, urging the legislature, calling on the legislature to enact a $10 minimum wage. Nebraska, 60% voted for it. South Dakota was the narrowest with 55% supporting it.
And, of course, on the liberal side, San Francisco voters approved a ballot measure raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour over the next 3 years, and that would be the highest minimum wage in the country. Let's move to San Francisco there, Stephen.
Sure. So San Francisco, again, it was you know, a 3-to-1 vote. It got a 76% majority. I mean, one of the weird things, John, is that the business community, the Chamber of Commerce, the Restaurant Association, while saying some critical things, they did not oppose it. And I think because of the commotion about income inequality in San Francisco with all the rich high-tech folks and all these, you know, working-class folks being pushed out as the city gentrifies, the business community realized, you know, it might be good politics, might even be good for the economy to allow this $15 minimum wage be approved in San Francisco. And now San Francisco ties Seattle as having the highest minimum wage in the country.
But the big trend that you're talking about here is that really these referendums, or referenda, are bypassing the legislatures that are beholden to state campaign money, which really is driven by the ideology of the anti-minimum wage argument. Whereas if you just put it to the voters, they go, duh, yeah, raise the minimum wage.
Yes. You know, so it's no secret to anyone that, you know, Republican lawmakers are closer to business than Democratic lawmakers. And groups like the National Restaurant Association and the International Franchising Association, you know, give a lot of money, you know, and their members, fast food restaurants, retailers, give a lot of money to these, you know, to Republican lawmakers. And the Republican lawmakers, you know, partly are trying to do favors to their political friends. And partly a lot of them do believe that a higher minimum wage will cost the nation jobs and make it harder for them, make it harder for young workers to find the entry-level jobs to move up. You know, Democrats and many academics say, you know, many studies have shown that a modestly higher minimum wage really doesn't hurt the number of jobs, has very little effect while it raises the pay of many workers.
Let's talk trend in the, you know, 20 seconds we have before we go. Is this a wave or is this a 2014 outlier?
It's a wave because we saw this pass so, you know, overwhelmingly in several red states. So some might say, well, Congress should now enact the 1010 that President Obama is pushing for. But, you know, with Congress even more strongly in Republican hands, I think a minimum wage increase might have even less chance than it did, you know, in the past few months.
Stephen Greenhouse, labor and workplace correspondent for The New York Times. Happily ensconced in New York, no interest in moving to San Francisco. Thank you, Stephen.
I love San Francisco and the Giants. Thanks very, very much, John.